So I can invite all of you this morning to look up the sky and see if there's anything out of the ordinary up there. See anything out of the ordinary? Yeah, there should be like, should be a prize for the first person who points out a moth, right? There's one, right? There's another one. I'm sure they go by that window over there. A couple of weeks ago, if you looked up, you might have seen a bird in the rafters. That was a first for the cathedral. I'm not sure who left a door open to let the bird in. I think it's even more remarkable that the bird's not still here somewhere, unless he is. I don't know. Well, if you want to spend all your time shooing birds or catching moths, you got a lot to do here recently, cathedral. Now, naturally, when Jesus was lifted up by a cloud and taken up from their sight, everyone was looking around at the sky. It must have been a memorable moment. But then came one of the best questions of the Bible. Two men dressed in white said, "Why are you standing there looking at the sky?" What a great question. Why are you standing there looking at the sky? Are you looking for birds or moths? Because Jesus is not there. He's gone. And that question, along with today's gospel, at the very end of the last chapter of Matthew, highlight one of the most important lessons of the ascension. We are not called to sit around and wait for Jesus to come back. We are called to proclaim the good news that he heals, that he forgives, that he loves. And in case there's any doubt, look at the first word of his great commission. Go. Go, make disciples of all nations. What's remarkable in the gospel that some of those apostles still doubted. They'd seen it all, the miracles, the crucifixion, the resurrection. But it says they still doubted. So Jesus promised them, if you go and give witness to me, I promise that I will be with you always. The summer often provides unique opportunities to witness to Jesus. On the one hand, it can be a challenge. You know, in the summer, sometimes your schedule is different, your company is different, your location is different. But that can also be an opportunity. If you're visiting your parents or your children or your in-laws who aren't Catholic or have forgotten the gift of their faith, your witness of praying and going to Mass, that speaks volumes. If you're on the road this summer to a tournament or vacation, and you go out of your way to find the Mass times or to pray in a restaurant, you're giving witness to the people in your own vehicle, not to mention all the people around you. And graduates, how many opportunities will there be for you coming up to give witness to Jesus? Perhaps a new set of friends, maybe new roommates, someone you know or don't know. Maybe you'll be close to home or far from home. A new environment and new circumstances. So those words of Jesus in the gospel were not just to the 11, but to us. Go. Go wherever it is that you're going to go in these months. But make sure you take the Lord with you. Don't look up in the sky amidst the birds and the moths, waiting for Jesus to return. He's not gone. He's with you always until the end of the age.